Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. What's written on the board? What number? 20. Hmm. 20. All right. 20 it is. I was expecting 21. What's that? According to yesterday's class, it was 1520. Anybody here yesterday? Yeah. What number was it? Oh, 1520. Okay. All right. It'll be new for all of us then. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaro.
Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaro.
Yato jagatsthana niroga sambhavaha.
Yato jagatsthana niroga sambhavaha.
Paddi svayam veda bhavam satapite.
Paddi svayam veda bhavam satapite.
Adesha matram bhavata pradashitam.
Adesha matram bhavata pradashitam.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
He.
He.
All.
All.
Vishvam.
Vishvam.
Cosmos.
The cosmos.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The Supreme Lord.
The Supreme Lord.
Eva.
Eva.
Almost the same.
Almost the same.
Ittaraha.
Ittara.
Different from.
Different from.
Yataha.
Yataha.
From whom?
From whom?
Jagat.
Jagat.
The worlds.
The worlds.
Sthana.
Sthana.
Exist.
Exist.
Nirodha.
Nirodha.
Annihilation.
Annihilation.
Sambhavaha.
Sambhavaha.
Creation.
Creation.
Tat hi.
Tat hi.
All about.
All about.
Swayam.
Swayam.
Personally.
Personally.
Veda.
Veda.
No.
No.
Bhavan.
Bhavan.
Your good self.
Your good self.
Tata api.
Tata api.
Still.
Still.
Te.
Te.
Unto you.
Unto
you. Brahdi shamatram.
Brahdi
shamatram. A synopsis only.
A synopsis only.
Bhavataha.
Bhavataha.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Pradashitam.
Pradashitam.
Explained. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is Himself this cosmos, and still He is aloof from it. From Him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated, in Him it rests, and unto Him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Purport. For a pure devotee, the conception of Mukunda, Lord Sri Krishna, is both personal and impersonal. The impersonal cosmic situation is also Mukunda, because it is the emanation of the energy of Mukunda. Thank you. Prabhupada's mentioning the word Mukunda because Mukunda is mentioned in the previous verse. Mukunda Sevi, Mukunda Angri. Who is Mukunda Sevi? Or what is Mukunda Sevi? Huh? You can look at it. What is Mukunda Sevi? A devotee. Yes, a devotee. One, a Sevi. Sevite. One who does service. And Mukunda Angri is what? You have to look it up. Mukunda Angri is the lotus feet of the Lord. I was just wondering why was Prabhupada mentioning Mukunda in the purport here. Because Mukunda doesn't appear in the verse, but it appears in the previous verse. Mukunda Sevi, the devotee, and Mukunda Angri, the Lord. For example, a tree. So Prabhupada is explaining this example of how Mukunda is both personal and impersonal. For example, a tree is a complete unit, whereas the leaves and branches of the tree are emanated parts and parcels of the tree. The leaves and branches of the tree are also the tree, but the tree itself is neither the leaves nor the branches. The Vedic version that the whole cosmic creation is nothing but Brahman means that since everything is emanating from the Supreme Brahman, nothing is apart from him. What's that? Prabhupada quotes that. Sarva Kalavidam Brahma. Quotes this quite often. Which means everything is coming from Brahman. Similarly, the part and parcel hands and legs are called the body. But the body as the whole unit is neither the hands nor the legs. The Lord is a transcendental form of eternity, cognition and beauty. And thus the creation of the energy of the Lord appears to be partially eternal, full of knowledge and beautiful also. The captivated, conditioned souls under the influence of the external energy, Maya, are therefore entrapped in the network of the material nature. They accept this as all in all, for they have no information of the Lord, who is the primeval cause. Nor have they information that the parts and parcels of the body, being detached from the whole body, are no longer the same hand or leg that's been attached to the body. Similarly, a godless civilization detached from the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is just like a detached hand or leg. Such parts and parcels may appear like hands and legs, but they have no efficiency. The devotee of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva, knows this very well. He is further advised by Srila Narada to expand the idea so that the entrapped, conditioned souls may take lessons from him to understand the Supreme Lord as the primeval cause. According to the Vedic version, the Lord is naturally fully powerful. And thus his supreme energies are always perfect and identical with him. Both the spiritual and the material skies and their paraphernalia are emanations of the internal and external energies of the Lord. External energy is comparatively inferior, whereas the internal potency is superior. The superior energy is living force, and therefore she is completely identical. But the external energy, being inert, is partially identical. But both the energies are neither equal to nor greater than the Lord, who is the generator of all energies. Such energies are always under his control, exactly as electrical energy, however powerful it may be, is always under the control of the engineer. The human being and all other living beings are products of his internal energies. Thus, the living being is also identical with the Lord, but he is never equal or superior to the personality of Godhead. The Lord and living beings are all individual persons. With the help of the material energies, the living beings are also creating something. But none of their creations are equal or superior to the creations of the Lord. The human being may create a small, playful Sputnik. And may throw it into outer space. But that does not mean that he can create a planet like the Earth or Moon and float it in the air as the Lord does. Men with a poor fund of knowledge claim to be equal to the Lord. They are never equal to the Lord. This is never to be. The human being, after attaining complete perfection, may achieve a large percentage of the qualities of the Lord, say up to 78%, but it is never possible to surpass the Lord or to become equal with him. In a diseased condition only, the foolish being claims to be one with the Lord and thus becomes misled by the illusory energy. The misguided living beings, therefore, must accept the supremacy of the Lord and agree to render loving service to him. For this, they have been created. Without this, there cannot be any peace or tranquility in the world. Srila Vyasadeva is advised by Srila Narada to expand this idea in the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the same idea is explained. Surrender fully under the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the only business of the perfect human being. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnanjana Sarakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Vidati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Lankaya Degrim Yat Kripata Mahambande Sri Gurum Dina Tarayam. Really important instructions here from Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. Essentially, Narada Muni is encouraging Vyasadeva to present devotional service, to present the means by which everyone can perfect their existence. And that means devotional service. And even devotional service imperfectly performed is beneficial. A little bit of devotional service, just a little bit, even unknowingly performed, is beneficial. And even if a devotee falls down, still his devotional service is beneficial, never lost. And as is mentioned in the previous verse, a devotee, once having tasted the service to Krishna, can't forget it. Doesn't forget it. As the natural engagement of the soul, when it's awakened in the heart, a living entity in it is never forgotten. Always beneficial. There's always some connection with the Lord for a devotee. And it just takes a little encouragement or a little impetus, a little push to ignite or to restart that process of devotional service in the heart. The association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sava, Shastra Koya. Lava Matra, Sava, Sadhu Sangha, Sava, Siddhi Hoy. Just a little association with a devotee can reawaken that desire again to serve Krishna. So Narada Muni is encouraging Vyasadeva, who's discouraged, he's compiled all of the Vedic literature but he's still not fully satisfied in heart. And so he's giving him a synopsis of topics that he should describe in the Bhagavatam in order to perfect his compilation of the Vedic literature. And in this verse he's describing the nature of the relationship between the Lord and the creation. So the first thing that Prabhupada explains is the devotee sees the creation which in one sense is impersonal. You know, things happen to us and we wonder, why did that happen? You know, we have calamities, you know, you stub your toe on the edge of a chair or something solid, you know, in the lounge. Oh, ouch, how did that happen? Why did that happen? Right? Or then something good happens. And we think, how did, you know, what arrangement? And behind everything, ultimately, the point being made here is that Krishna's behind everything. Isvaraha sabhabhutanam vidyashajana tishtati. Krishna says, I'm the controller of everything. I'm situated within the heart as a super soul. Brahmayam sabhabhutanam jantrarudhani mayaya. I direct the wanderings of all living entities. So, you know, what appear to be impersonal events are actually being directed by the personality of Godhead even the littlest things are being directed by Krishna. It said, you know, not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. You know, when something happens to us, we, you know, it means we deserve it. Because ultimately it's been orchestrated by the superior force, the superior hand of the Lord is behind the workings of all of the material energy. But we're not able to see. We're not able to see the personality of Godhead behind the workings of the material creation. As Prabhupada mentioned here, we're enamored by the material energy without seeing the source. And without understanding its... without seeing the source, then sometimes it's very difficult to understand the purpose. Without knowing the source, very difficult to understand the purpose. Just like the example that I give often, you know, if you were a Martian and you were happen to be walking around the planet Mars, and then all of a sudden you came upon the Mars Explorer, right? Beeping and squeaking and moving around and picking up bits of dirt and analysing it and taking photographs and stuff. And you think, what's this? Where's this from? What's it for? You wouldn't know, right? But, you know, behind the Mars Explorer there's, you know, technology or technologists on this planet who are, you know, moving it and pushing it, sending signals, getting information back. So it's under the control of a person. But if you're a Martian looking at it on the planet Mars, you think, what is this thing? Where did it come from? How did it get here? And you wouldn't know. Out of ignorance. So in ignorance, we see the workings of the material creation. The planets are all moving around the sun, and the moon's moving, and, you know, so much is going on. There's so much is orchestrated. In fact, we see that it has order. It has symmetry. It has harmony. It has structure. And so there's a sense of purpose. But without knowing the personality behind it, it's hard to know it's the purpose of the material creation. You know, when we're enjoying, when we're having fun, then we think, yes, this is it. This is the purpose of life, to have fun. Right? And we think everything's okay, but then when we're suffering, we think, oh, what's the point of all of this? Why me? I didn't do anything. I'm innocent. So, being enamored by the material creation, we're unaware of what's actually going on, what's actually taking place. And we are absorbed in basically an impersonal, in the impersonal energy without seeing the person. When you see the person, then you understand its purpose. If you know the purpose, sorry, if you know the person who created, just as if you're a Martian and you know that actually behind the Mars Explorer there's a person, then you understand its purpose. But if you don't know the person behind the creation, then you don't know what its purpose is. Prabhupada gives an example here which he often would use, that of the, or two examples to explain the same point. First one is the leaves and branches of a tree. The leaves and branches are the tree, but not the complete tree. You know, when we hold on to a leaf, we don't say, oh, here's the tree. Or if we've got a branch, we don't say, oh, I've got the tree. Well, you have got the tree, but you haven't got the tree. You've got a part of the tree. So it's the energy, or what does Prabhupada say? Emanated parts and parcels of the tree, the branches and the twigs. They are the tree, but it's not the whole tree. Only part of the tree. And similarly also, hands and legs. It's the body. But it's not the whole body, so it's not the full understanding. When we see the material creation, it is non-different from Krishna. And as Prabhupada says, because Krishna is all, is sat, chit, and ananda, and the material energy is an emanation from him, so it has partial sat, chit, and ananda features. But it is not complete without understanding the person behind it. It is only a part. You know, Prabhupada will give the example of our little finger. If you chop off your little finger, it's still a little finger. Right? But without being connected to the rest of the body, it loses its meaning. In fact, it may be a little finger, but as far as its identity and as far as its purpose, it's useless. It only really has meaning when it's connected to your hand. You know, your little finger lying on the floor by itself is basically useless. So we're like that. Without our connection with Krishna, we have our identity. We have our individuality. But of course, you know, it changes so much, and the material creation is always changing. You know, one day I'm young. You know, next day I'm older. And then the day after I'm even older again. And everything's changed. Always changing, this sense of identity. But when the finger is connected to the body, then it has some meaning, it has some purpose, it has some function. By itself, the identity is lacking. It is not complete. So even though we have our identity in the material existence, in material creation, without that connection with Krishna, without that connection with the personality of Godhead, our existence is incomplete. It's lacking. Which is why Narada Muni is encouraging Vyasadeva. Give people the information, give them the instructions by which they can reclaim their identity. They can understand their relationship with the Supreme Person. And that's the process of devotional service. The process of devotional service is the means by which we reconnect with Krishna. Based on a personal understanding. Impersonal understanding is an aspect of the personality of, was it Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan Iti Sabjate? Vedanti Tattva Vidas Jnanam Yaj Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabjate. So, the Brahman impersonal aspect is important. But that Brahman feature is automatically understood when one knows the Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan is the source. The impersonal comes from the personal. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, Krishna mentions in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The impersonal comes from the personal. So when one is again connected with Krishna, then one understands then the purpose of his energies. What is the purpose of the material world? The material world has been created for us to enjoy, to create, as Prabhupada says here, you know, we can create. We are non-different from Krishna, and so therefore we have the same propensities and the same desires, if you like, the same impetus to act. We can, as Prabhupada says here, create a Sputnik, right? Or, you know, have families and play mums and dads and do all of those things, almost in imitation of Krishna, but without that connection to Krishna, all of our imitation or play is temporary, limited, and a source of, ultimately a source of frustration. When our activities are again connected, just like we get the little finger and connect it to the hand, then it's functional. It has some purpose. By itself, in the material world, the living entity, or by himself or herself, the living entity in material existence is dysfunctional, disconnected. Despite all of the, you know, so-called creations, it's just an imitation of what the original creator is, the impetus of, or the source of, the inspiration for, the inspiration of all of our activities in material existence ultimately comes from Krishna. But he is the primeval, and we're just simply an imitation. So Narada Muni is advising Vyasadeva, teach people about the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that will then again connect them. Instead of being enamored by the external material energy, they'll become enamored with and attracted to, in love with, the original source, the original personality. As Prabhupada says here, we're identical with the Lord in quality, but in quantity we're minute. Without that connection, we generally think, yes, we were reading the divine and the demoniac qualities in the Bhagavad Gita yesterday. And, you know, qualities of the demons, dumbo, dapo, bimanascha, pride, arrogance, conceitedness. We think, what does the demon think? I am, what's in the 16th chapter, what does he say? There's a quotation. Hang on, we'll find it. The divine and demoniac natures. So much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. Now here we go. I am the Lord of everything. Right? This is the imitation. Right? The imitation Krishna. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful and happy. This is when he's on a high. We're on a high, then we're thinking, I am perfect, I am happy, I'm the best. Life is good. Has anybody ever experienced that? How long did it last? You know, you're having fun. But then all of a sudden, there's always in the back of the mind, you're thinking, hang on a second, when's the wave going to break? When am I going to get dumped? That's what the material energy does. So identical, yes, but different also. In illusion, we're thinking, I'm perfect, I'm happy, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller. Everybody's subordinate to me. But the divine mentality is not like that. And Prabhupada mentions it here. We are not equal to the Lord. We are meant to be his servants. Here, Prabhupada says, At the moment, we're misled by the material energy into thinking that we're something that we're not. This is called Maya. Maya means that which is not. But we need to be reawakened to our identity. And again, this is Vyasadeva's instruction, the instruction from Narada Muni to Vyasadeva. Teach people how to reawaken their actual identity. Yes, they're identical with the Lord, but simultaneously at the same time, they're different. This is our Veda Tattva of Mahaprabhu. And the process of devotional service teaches us. Yes, you're an enjoyer. Yes, we are enjoyers. But we're subordinate enjoyers. Not supreme enjoyers. We're the servant enjoyers. So Prabhupada says here, the misguided living beings must accept, therefore, this is the point. You know, Prabhupada says, you say the word therefore as your conclusion, right? So here's the conclusion. The misguided living beings must accept the supremacy of the Lord and agree to render loving service to Him. That's our real position, servant. Only as a servant can we really enjoy, just like the little finger can exist by itself, but disconnected from the hand, it's useless. And that connection, that connecting process, is the process of devotional service. For this, that is, rendering loving service, they have been created. That's what we've been created for. We've been created to render service. Without this, there cannot be any peace or tranquility in the world. You know what happens? We pursue material desires, and what happens? Do we become satisfied? No. You want something, you get it, you want more. You want something, you don't get it, you become angry. Only when one is engaged in devotional service, in one's original spiritual position, in one's original identity, can one actually be satisfied. That's the real position of satisfaction, of pleasure, is to be situated in one's original, what's Prabhupada's example, fish out of water. Right? You can take a fish out of water. Have you seen that slideshow? A fish is just a fish. We've got it here. Give him a cigar. Give him a Rolls Royce. Give him a beautiful girl. Give him an iPhone. Whatever. Give him a Facebook profile. And he'll still be unhappy. What does a fish want? He wants to be put in water. So similarly also, we want to be happy. The only way we can be happy is if we're in our natural condition, in our natural position. Without this, there cannot be any peace or tranquility in the world. Srila Vyasadeva is advised by Srila Narada to expand this idea in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the same idea is explained. Surrender fully under the lotus feet of the Lord. This, or that, is the only business of the perfect human being. So that's perfection. To surrender. Try to surrender. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mamanam yabak sadureva samantavya samyagivyavasato hisaha. Even if we don't surrender perfectly, still a devotee is considered perfect because he's on the path of perfection. May not be perfect. Undoubtedly not perfect. Otherwise, why would we be in the material world in the first place? Unless we happen to be very elevated personalities like Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, which we are not. But this is the idea. So Narada Muni is being encouraged by Vyasadeva. Give people this opportunity to reignite, to re-establish, to enlighten, re-enlightenment. Understand their spiritual identity, and then understanding their spiritual identity, they'll have their connection with Mukunda. They'll become, as in the previous, Mukunda Sevi. They'll become a servant of Mukunda Angri, the servants of the lotus feet of the Lord. That's the connecting process. So does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? How's the marathon going? If you won't ask a question, then I'll start asking questions. Where's the scores? Who's got the scores? I couldn't see it up there. Huh? Joy ran off with it. That's right. In one sense, that's the book distribution marathon is the same as Narada Muni's instruction to Vyasadeva. Give people an opportunity to engage in devotional service. Even if they're not interested, there'll be a benefit. You know, a lot of people are like owls. Right? Krishna Surya Sun. Krishna's like the sun. And connection with Krishna means coming out of darkness or coming out of ignorance. But a lot of people are like owls. And when the sun comes up in the morning, the owl wants to go to sleep. Doesn't want to be awakened. But still, it's good for the owl-like men to get a little bit of enlightenment in their lives. That's the association of the devotees. But sometimes they don't show much appreciation for it. But that doesn't stop the devotees from giving them that opportunity. And every now and again, our purpose is to, you know, find those who are enthusiastic or keen to be awakened, to wake up. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for those who want to be awakened. But you have to go through a lot of sleeping. There's a lot of sleeping souls in order to do that. So sometimes, as Prabhupada says, devotional service is painstaking task. Even working on ourselves, you know. Even those of us who, you know, we say, yes, I want to wake up. But still sometimes we act like owls. We want to go back to sleep again.
Oh, leave me alone. I don't want to go back to sleep.
Okay. Kuntara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki jai.